always flattered with the idea of going to a convention in Japan. Now that would be an experience. I mean, that's really the end game for a lot of professional cosplayers, right? But I guess I'm still an enthusiast at this point. Really? You think I could do it professionally? I didn't know about that. I mean, I know I got first place at this convention, but I still have my doubts. You, on the other hand, you're young, and you've got your whole future ahead of you. If anyone could make a career out of cosplay, it would be you. You haven't made all the scrubs that I have. 6 years to get a degree, that doesn't mean anything. Just to end up doing something that no one else appreciates. Sorry, I didn't mean to get depressing up in here. I have a hard time not stressing about the negatives. Sometimes it's a toxic quality of mine. Be aware of that if you still want to hang out with me from now on for some reason. Seriously? You mean that? You really enjoy my company? Thank you. You're really, really sweet. You know that? I mean, you were nice enough in class. I just didn't think much of you because you were so quiet. But now that I'm getting to know you, I think I like you a lot. Yeah, it's nice to have a kindred spirit. Someone who shares the same passion for something. In a world of people who don't get it. Or the normies, I mean. Or like my fiancé. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. My fiancé. He's a nice enough guy. Handsome. Educated. He just never got why I was so into anime. And manga and comics and all that. Yeah. You know, he's one of those people who thinks it's for children. I'm sure you know all kinds of people who are like that. I mean, he is entitled to his opinion, but I just wish he wouldn't be so judgmental about it. It got to the point where he made me take all my posters and figurines out of the apartment because he said it was too embarrassing when his friends came over. I'm just mad thinking about it now. That was just so selfish of him. Now all of my stuff is sitting in boxes, collecting dust. All of it means so much to me. But he just doesn't care. Sorry. Again. I'm trauma dumping on you. You didn't sign up to be my therapist. I'm just really happy that I finally have someone who understands me. It's refreshing. I just never thought it would be one of my students. No, it's not awkward at all. Okay, maybe it's a tiny bit awkward when we first found out. But now that we're talking, it feels like we've been friends for years or something. I gotta ask though, is everything okay? It's just that you seem a little distracted. You have since we sat down. Really, is something on your mind? Me? I'm distracting. What do you mean? Oh, that's what you mean. Come on, really? I'm an old lady at this point. I was super self-conscious to put something like this on. It really belongs on someone your age. Seriously? People have been staring at me here, like staring at me. I'm not really sure how to take that. I am not used to being a looker. I mean, all through my college years, I was a total nerd and pretty much only wore graphic tees, so that probably didn't help. Hey, no, don't be sorry. If anything, I am sorry for being hot. Seriously though, it feels good to be wanted. You're not too bad yourself. You know that. Truth be told, I maybe have a tiny bit of a crush on Detective Twilight. And I think you pulled him off really well. Yeah. You look a lot like him. I can't believe I didn't notice it before. But now I can't unsee it. Anyway, I should probably head back to my hotel room now. It's getting late. The time difference isn't helping either. Neither is the fact that I woke up bright and early to get everything on. Listen. Would you care to join me for a bit? No, I brought some video games we could play. I never get to play them with someone because, you know, boring fiancé. Really? Alright. Cool. It's just a few minutes walk from here. Come on, let's go. We shouldn't be doing this, but when I think about my fiancé and the argument we had before I left, when I told him I was flying all the way out here for a cosplay convention, he laughed at me. Told me I was wasting my time and money. He's such a dick. I don't know why I even said yes to him. I should have taken this stupid ring and thrown it in the garbage. Every time I imagine his face, I get so mad. He deserves this for not respecting. I don't care anymore. And you're so much better than him anyway. I just want you. Because, actually, I've always had this fantasy of doing it in cosplay. But obviously, my fiancé wasn't gonna go for that. Would you mind obliging my fantasy? You've had that fantasy too. I should have known. I mean, who wouldn't want to take me in this sexy thing, right? Well, I guess it's settled then. Oh, Detective Twilight. You're so brave and handsome. I don't know how I could ever repay you for saving me from that nasty group of bandits. Actually, I think I might have an idea. Could you show me your secret weapon? No, not working for you. Alright, fine. Just let me slick your cock then. Come on, get it out. God. Look at me. I've got the Detective Twilight stripping in front of me. What a lucky girl I am. This is really a dream come true. Hey. Hey, not bad, detective. I didn't know you had that thing in your arsenal. Come here and let me get a closer look. I don't know if it's the outfit or just you, but I'm really enjoying this right now. Yeah, let me grab your hips. I always wanted to make a cosplay cutie, man. I never thought the one was right in front of me the whole time. You know what? We can do this all the time from now on. We cosplay as different characters. We can have a little fun. How would you like that? Yeah. I'd like the idea. Just imagine all the characters you could have me dress up as. All your biggest crushes. All your wildest, daddiest fantasies. Oh, that really turned you on, didn't it? Well, good. You know, as much as I'm having fun on my knees with you, Detective Twilight, I think I want him inside of me as well. Yeah, I'll just lay on my back. There you are. Easy access. Nope. I wasn't wearing any panties under there. What would have been the point? As skin tight as is. Now come here. Down a bit. Let me see that handsome face. There you are. Do I feel good? Huh? Yeah. the time of my life right now. I haven't felt this happy in, like, forever. The best day ever. And it's all because of you, baby. I'm really glad we got to do this today. God damn. You're really good at this. You guys are really good lovers. You're glorious. Why don't you paint my sexy cosplay body with your gum? Oh, you like the sound of that? Come on, pull out. I'll finish you right. Oh, good boy. Every drop, God. Look at that. You freaking drench me. That was hot, though. But, I'm kind of ready to get out of this thing now. I mean, it makes me feel really sexy, but I'm ready for a shower now. Care to join me?